We have entered the final eclipse season for 2023, and if you feel the tension growing, you absolutely are not crazy. You are 100% tapped in. The changes from this upcoming annual solar eclipse in Libra are already underway, and this episode goes into detail of the intensity and what exactly that means for your zodiac sign. Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology with a view to helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show, sharing sometimes funny and always compassionate astrology insights. Today's episode is specifically for the new moon solar eclipse happening in Libra on October the 14th, looking at what's about to unfold and change through the end of this year into 2024 for your sign. I'll look at each horoscope using the solar chart method, which forecasts using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart. But if you are one of the fortunate ones that knows your exact birth time, your reading can be further personalized. If you're just beginning your experience in astrology or are wondering what kind of things a reading with me can even tell you, then check out the 15-minute introductory option, which is like your own private podcast and gives you a straight to the point audio analysis from which you can then decide whether to explore readings more in depth or just stick to the weekly show. Astrology isn't about becoming a religious or spiritually obsessed character. It's about trying something on for size, checking it out for its validity yourself. And while the weekly horoscopes are a great way to do that, this eclipse episode may be the perfect isolated opportunity to see exactly how much you vibe with the practice of the stars. The Libra new moon happens each and every year, and with it comes an opportunity for more balance, like the Libra scales symbolize. But okay, every astrology article on every platform will be talking about emotions and harmony and all that very relevant but slightly ambiguous stuff. In this episode, I'm going to explore the specifics of this balance, the what, the who, the where, and the whys. Autumn eclipse season and its energies will be felt intensely during this specific week, but the consequences and ramifications of what happens this week will continue to unfold over the next 6 months, with the next important point being March 2024. A regular new moon is a fresh start, it's planting seeds and prepping for a new cycle change. And tons of sometimes challenging but always growth-based good things. A new moon eclipse is all of that on steroids. Eclipses spell out big change, and these celestial events, both the solar and lunar eclipses, are some of the earliest forecasting tools used in astrology. They are these dramatic sky events that the ancients understood as omens of major transformation about to happen, and since an eclipse looked so dramatic from the Earth perspective, like looking up and seeing the sun and the moon giving the impression of disappearing, the ancients believed that serpents were devouring them, and from this they formed the idea of death and rebirth, which is essentially what an eclipse is all about, where something has to completely end for better things to be ushered in. In the case of a solar eclipse, which occurs during the new moon, where the sun and the moon are perfectly aligned in the same sign, the same degree, the effects are much more fierce and longer lasting than the lunar version. During this meet up for a brief moment, the moon obscures the sun, blocking it from view, kind of blacking it out, and tends to point to a need to focus on what is directly in front of you that is creating blockage in your life. The biggest part is that a change or a shock is in store, which may or may not be welcome, or you may or may not feel ready for, but as all eclipse messages suggest, this is necessary to move you forward from the place that you've felt stuck in for this past 6 months. Swift changes happen this week, ending one chapter and starting a new one. You may have felt something brewing, and soon you're presented with a shock or a jolt and may feel shoved into new territories. And yes, this sounds maybe negative at first, because for some reason we've attributed change with fear of the unknown. Humans like permanence and a divorce or the end of a relationship, the end of a business or personal situation, changing a job. All these adjustments that bring us out of a current comfort zone can initially feel unsettling. But eclipses are not this big downside. They're a chance to dive in, change something, fix something, or create something you hadn't really thought of. But going all in, this will work out brilliantly over the next 6 months, maybe becoming something beyond your wildest dreams. Key points for this eclipse include rapid change in the area of Libra in your chart, which is where this eclipse shows up, and that will be detailed in the individual signs section of this episode. This event also points to things like sudden challenge, sudden change, major adjustments in home and family situations. It represents the breaking of old patterns. It represents being pushed in new directions. And this could come with a moment of feeling like you're in the dark and uncomfortably facing things that you know need to be faced. This is helped by being willing to reinvent and master this new developing element of yourself further. And essentially, the biggest point is being no longer able to rely on the familiar. This solar eclipse on October 14th is about a situation that is in the process of metamorphosis and is a continuous oscillation. So if you're seeing something as permanent when it's not, something needing to be long-term when it shouldn't, then there's an element of rushing to the finish line and rushing to the completed end, which is too much too soon. As is with all of life, things are still unfolding, so be patient. And that's really the main message. The key word of this is conservation. The key word is based on the sign, location, and degree of this new moon solar eclipse. And conservation is really just about protecting your own interests and not getting swayed off track or off of these Libra scales of balance by outside forces. And the sign of Libra is essentially neutral. It strives for balance, not too much in the positive, not too much in the negative, but neutral. It's the other aspect happening at this eclipse that therefore determine if the scales tip, and if so, in which direction. The specific aspects for this one and their meanings include the moon conjunct Mercury, which is about communicating your emotional needs openly, plus Mercury opposite retrograde Chiron. So the emotional talk may be about old hurts and old pains from the past that need to be let go, with maybe some boundaries set up so that it doesn't happen again, plus Mars trine Saturn retrograde, suggesting a positive understanding of the action and discipline that you need to take to create lasting structures and foundations. And then, of course, Pluto turning direct is a positive forward movement that has an air of decisiveness, a little bit of a this is everything, once and for all feel to it. The next part of this episode is all about the eclipse as per your sign, and those sign readings are timestamped below for your convenience. Aries, with this eclipse, an old wound is illuminated for the purpose of resolution and healing, although it doesn't feel like that to begin with. Having helpful conversations about old pains and grievances can contribute to further closure, but there may be a relationship that is severely affected in the process. An upheaval in the connection between you and someone else that was once considered quite solid could create some emotional shocks, but there is the potential of either getting over this hump and deepening intimacy, increasing the bonds of friendship, or you realize that someone is a bully, that they are mean and unhelpful, and this is about breaking up and detaching from people who you thought were friends who don't seem to have your back as much as they have faked it in the past. Taurus, this eclipse is a desire for harmony, a mature and deliberate desire for harmony, and it could be met with irritation. Not because the universe wants to irritate you, it wants to encourage you to channel challenge in a constructive way. Physically active habits are more beneficial than subconscious and spiritual habits at this time, and your level of spirituality requires equal physicality now. So if you've been doing all of the inner work and none of the physical work, you will know about it now. Maybe through things like bumps and scrapes, knocking into things, little accidents, all of those work to bring you back into your body if your mind is too busy somewhere else. This could also point to matters with your work and job showing up. So big changes there could be a main theme for the next 6 months, which is all for the purpose of finding your ideal working environment or your ideal daily schedule, which is funny because your ideal needing to be brought into the real world is the very point of this whole thing for you. Serious real life things don't need to be disconnected from your dreams. They need to be a manifestation of those dreams. So look forward to a practical 6 months of making your reality exactly the way you dream it, and a more pleasant time than the previous half a year. Gemini this new moon solar eclipse in Libra, where the moon appears to almost eat the sun in the sky for a moment, suggests a blockage in the fifth house area of your chart, which is all about how you have fun, how you express yourself. It's about romance and also creative projects. This showing up indicates that you have created or you are about to begin creating something you are likely to be very proud of. This is something that will justify a celebration at the end of it, and you putting in the hard work to see results in the future, foregoing and surrendering things like parties and nights out and excess recreational fun. You'll be giving up all of this stuff in favor of multitasking, a to-do list, and that means a lot to you. This is not to say you should completely neglect your self-care, but that self-care should look a bit different now. The message of this eclipse is about conserving on the wild times and replacing them with creative work, making anything possible. Cancer, this eclipse is in the area of your home and family, which can be one of the toughest. It represents your current environment, family members, location that you live, real estate and land, and a whole idea of feeling at home where you are. So you could actually feel very much not at home right now, as an eclipse is chaotic and matters of childhood may arise, or reconnecting with someone from your earlier years. Depending on your surroundings, if they are uncomfortable and unhappy, then the focus is on becoming comfortable and happy. If things are balanced already, then some news that comes to shake things up could range anywhere from past family secrets arising or forgotten memories cropping back up for healing. There is some manifesting power in this position. For Cancer, you have the most potential to manifest in a big way. The fourth house is the house of dreams, in the sense of the mind movies that occur while you sleep. So consider sprucing up your bedtime routine and include lavender scents in your room to support dream connection and messages. Maybe a notebook by the side of the bed to write down the symbols that you see in your dreams, because they may foretell of something very important. The next 6 months is about perfecting your comfort, deciding on where you want to live and be, being firm about what you will and will not tolerate, and checking your baggage from the past that's been hurting. This could also look like keeping peace within the family and appeasing tradition, but only on the surface, all the while planning a revolution just beneath. Leo, this eclipse opens you up to your mental flexibility, your mental activity, and this is a great time to start writing more and seeing what kinds of ideas or relief comes from doing so. Self-expression and not being scared to use words is highlighted, and this could also indicate a time of increased buying and selling activity. So the next 6 months you may be full of internet shopping ideas and sprees, but generally talking is going to be a big thing for the next half a year, and it's important to first get mentally comfortable with an issue before progressing towards resolution via conversation. This is the age-old thinking before you speak eclipse for Leo, and things like meditation and relaxation exercises could be very important tools moving forward. Virgo, matters of ownership, assets, and security are brought up with this eclipse. Looking at how you feel empowered, but also how you have been disempowered, is important, and it's not always to do with money and possessions. It's also about feeling ownership of talents that you have, instead of being projected on by others who call things out of you that don't feel natural. In fact, this is a lot to do with how others have made you feel. This eclipse is about the physical realm and the desires that you have to create results based on what you decide. If you're busy trying to create based on the values of someone else or outdated traditions that have been force-fed to you, then this could be a rough time. But there is a lot of energy, a lot of positive energy, in enjoying things like music, beauty, fashion, and food that is specific to you. There is also positivity in focusing on your income and ways to healthily boost that in a comfortable way. The key here in maintaining balance is to celebrate your gradual achievements as they happen along the way. Libra, this is an eclipse in your sign, which represents you and everything about you. It's your physical appearance. It's to do with the way your body works. It's your strengths and weaknesses. It's the beginning of everything. So in a way, this signifies a fresh start. And it's not just about yourself. It's about how you yourself relate to the world. It's important not to abandon your goals over the next 6 months and push to finish something that you started that got interrupted that means a lot to you. Alternatively, if you want to ditch everything that you've started because deep down there's no real connection, then this clears space for you to begin something that is definitely completely fresh and new. Whatever you choose to pursue, whatever your chosen life path is, the important thing is to make sure it's of value to you and that you're not trying to do it to people please. There will be tests and challenges during the next 6 months, and these happen to make sure that you are healthy in your own way, mentally and physically, taking care of yourself. And the best way to begin this process is by allowing some self-recognition, where you celebrate your own wins and harness confidence to be a little bit more sassy and independent. This is the season for you to talk back. Scorpio, the eclipse happening in the 12th house of your chart, which is the 12th house of the zodiac chart, gets such a bad rap because it's so misunderstood. But the truth is, this is the most transformative place in the chart. So it kind of stands for you wrapping up everything in your life that happened prior to this. And while at first that does sound like a big life change, which is everything that an eclipse is even about, it really is more to do with the schedules and routines that you've held up till now that no longer work with who you are and who you're becoming. This is a time to connect better with your imagination and This is a time to connect better with your imagination and allow it to produce all the things that you usually push down or you usually ignore. Are there any behaviors that you would consider as self-sabotage? You know, where you go against your own self or hide your unique talents. If so, then this transit could be eye-opening and quite forceful, making you connect with these habits and witness their consequences, though the best outcome would be reaching a level of self-consciousness and self-confidence that doesn't get lost in fear, that doesn't always think that something is wrong. This eclipse could promise positive developments if you surrender to the timing of things and let the world show you the way. And that isn't all that spiritual or woo-woo to think about. Synchronicity is just one way that the environment tries to show you something that you need to maybe be listening to. So if there are messages, numbers, or situations that pop up on multiple occasions grabbing your attention and appearing to be coincidental, these are actually guides or guidelines or instructions from the universe of what is ripe for you to follow up. This eclipse is also like the presence of a guardian angel for you, where there may be someone on the other side who is supporting you from across the rainbow bridge. Sagittarius, a change to the way you connect with others is pending with this eclipse, and being part of groups that you identify similar interest with can help you better align your people. Acts of social and personal change are especially important now, so if you have something that you really wish to advocate for, then go for it. This eclipse is a lot to do with deciding on your destiny and conserving in external areas that don't match up with that, in order to channel everything you have into a soul purpose. Living up to an ideal is best when it's living up to your own ideals. So drown out the things that other people think and say and focus on. Switch that to what feels good for you when you actively pursue it. It is likely that this progress will involve collaboration with groups of friends that you not only associate with, but you just vibe with. And this eclipse is a very good time to join a class, a club, a society, or some kind of group, which is a great way to channel intense energy. And side note, if you are a Sagittarius parent, the next 6 months may also include some important efforts towards helping support and love your children harder. And in the absence of a child, this could all be channeled into a project. Capricorn, this eclipse is about being on top of the world. But this is not a given position. This is something that for the next 6 months, you climb and work very hard to achieve. This is like the ultimate symbol of confidence and going for what you want and nothing less. It requires truth, honesty, and lots of discipline. It involves ignoring what people have to say about anything that you're doing and maintaining your efforts, not getting led off track by less dedicated people or worse, jealous people. This suggests that your ambitions are about to gain some momentum, and if you were to understand that your results are a direct magnification of your efforts, would you put in more than you're putting in now so that you can get even more in return later? Which the later only happens to be March 2024. that could make it less daunting and much more exciting. So take advantage of this next 6 months. Grab opportunities in your career that you can grab, that you want, and what is likely to come about as a result is your fruition of desire. The universe is supporting you. Aquarius, this eclipse for you is about destiny, karma. It's about obstacles that are lifted. It's about gaining knowledge over the next 6 months in preparation to do something with that knowledge, and not just knowledge and information from books, but also esoteric matters. It's the value of information that only few people have access to. It's the value of visionary ideas and cultural exploration. The possibility of returning into education is apparent with this eclipse, but the most simple meaning behind this event in this location of your chart is a broadening of understanding, however that happens for you. It would be a really good idea to document your life and experiences for the next 6 months. So things like journaling and being comfortable with recapping your day every evening without fail. This is an act of love and self-care towards future you, who may really be able to use that information in hindsight. Enjoy more books, connect with people who have different opinions, and disconnect from those who feel like they hold you in a restrictive place, whether your voyage is inward or outward. Over the next 6 months, your expansive and broad-minded pursuits are part of helping you establish your own version of tradition. Pisces, this eclipse happens in the dark place of your chart. This is the place that isn't accessible visually. It's a place of power, rebirth, control, and even inheritance. It's the place of Halloween and gothic things. It's a place of utter transformation. The current ways of your life that have been that way for a long time can crumble under this eclipse influence, and you won't be able to move forward at all without tending to a specific matter first that requires a deep level of change, and this adjustment could feel uncomfortable. Endings and new beginnings usually do feel difficult at first, but if you think back to some of the biggest changes in your life and how they began with some discomfort and progressed to be something amazing, it doesn't stop ongoing experiences of change still being daunting, but it can keep you from the paralysis of not doing anything at all, which means you don't even make a change in the first place. This eclipse for you is about remaking your life. Your life is being made over right now, and you are the construction company responsible for the rebuild. It's necessary to let go of some control and allow other people to influence as long as it feels right for you. Remember that when anything fails, what is left is space to replace and improve on it. Enjoy 6 months of reflecting on what didn't work and redeveloping those things that would not have passed inspection checks. Transformation is your safest way forward now. Change or regret not changing. That's it for this episode on the new moon solar eclipse. Explore change. Fix something, create something, and transform your life in all the ways you had hoped for. Now is the time to enjoy a new chapter in the book of your life through rapid direction adjustments and some moderate challenges while breaking down old patterns. Follow the show so you don't miss the regular horoscope episodes, and happy eclipse season. Okay, thanks, bye.